I'm Philip Morgan, and this is the Consulting Pipeline Podcast, where we talk about building your consulting pipeline through positioning, education-based content marketing, and marketing automation. One of the questions I get from people I'm helping with their positioning is, if I get really specific in my positioning, how can I know if there's enough clients out there for me? I get it. Uncertainty is a real killer when it comes to deciding. Yet, the whole idea of positioning is based on deciding who you'll serve, what you'll do for them, and how you do it differently than others. I thought it would be useful to walk you through doing a very basic market analysis based on a quick example. So in our example, let's assume that you want to build software for small and medium enterprise businesses, and you have some previous experience with inventory management. I should point out these examples are based on conversations I've had, but parts of them are just arbitrary choices I've made in order to help illustrate the point. So what we need to reduce uncertainty is some facts, and we need to combine those with educated guesses. So I think it makes sense to start with total market size. I did some Googling and found some information circa 2011. It comes from the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. There's a URL I could give you, but it in a voice recording doesn't really make a lot of sense to hand that over. But here from that URL is the relevant information. In 2011, according to the U.S. Census Bureau data, there were 5.68 million what they're calling employer firms in the United States, meaning they had employees. Firms with fewer than 500 workers accounted for 99.7% of those businesses, and businesses with less than 20 workers made up 89.8%. Add in the number of non-employer firms, and there were 22.7 million of those in 2012, and the share of U.S. businesses with less than 500 workers increases to 99.9%, and firms with less than 20 workers increases to 98%. So what we've got is this bracket between 20 and 500 workers. And let's say for the purposes of this example, that's the target market that we're looking to get a slice of. So 99.7% of 5.68 million is 5,662,960. And the other number they gave us was 89.8%. They said that percentage of companies have fewer than 20 employees, and we're not interested in those companies. They're too small. There are 5,100,640 of those. So when we subtract that second number from the first number, the difference is the number of businesses between 20 and 500 employees. And that number is 562,320. And again, these numbers are just for the United States alone. And they're somewhat out of date. I don't know if they've gone up or down since 2011, but I'm sure they've changed. So that's 562,000 companies in the U.S. alone between 20 and 500 employees. That's not counting larger enterprises and not counting companies with no employees who may, in fact, have no employees because they hire only contractors. So the next question is, how many of those companies have an inventory management problem that they would pay you to solve, or an inventory management opportunity that they would pay you to help them capitalize on? There are ways to be more exact about this. We could do a Fermi decomposition, for instance, but for now, let's make a completely wild guess that 10% of these companies within the target size have some kind of inventory management problem or an opportunity that we could sell services or software to help with. That leaves 56,200 potential clients. I believe that's an immense number of potential clients. And someone looking to specialize in this way, for instance, moving from just being a software generalist to providing software solutions for inventory management, it seems to me like that's far more clients than they could ever effectively market to in a lifetime much less build software for. Next up, how do you get the interest of at least some of the prospects in that group of 56,200 potential prospects? I'll talk about that next. In the meantime, I can help you one-on-one with this stuff. I offer one-hour strategy calls and ongoing coaching services. Just text the word book Philip, all one word, BOOKPHILIP, one L in Philip, book Philip, to the number 33444 to learn more about how we could work together. If you've got a question you'd like to ask, you can drop that into the Q&A section on my website. That's a bit.ly link, bit.ly/askphilip, all one word, bit.ly/askphilip. Just one L in Philip. And there's good old-fashioned email as well, philip@philipmorganconsulting.com. That's it for this episode of the Consulting Pipeline Podcast. You can find more episodes at consultingpipelinepodcast.com. I'm Philip Morgan, and I hope to see you again next time.